Yo, we're back. Brandon Booty, my partner, and me, myself, the Foul Hook Whitey, coming to you not live from East Rosebud Studios, of course. Booty, what's up?
Not much.
Horns. We're back.
Horns fishing great.
You know, I want to say just right off the bat, and you know, the horns fishing great. Isn't that just nice to say? I mean, because, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, and I've probably talked about this, that fucking river was on its last legs.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was bad. It was like, so what? A combination of a couple of seasons of huge water, right?
Yeah.
Throwing a little bit of a side comment, you know, mismanagement in terms of water releases. There's no fucking doubt about that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had shit like issues with the dam gate. Whatever the fuck that means. I don't know. Right. You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like, must be where the shit comes out. I mean, the water was released. I don't know. But that included water being released in a way that made it warmer.
Yeah. Which is horrible for the fish.
Right. Yeah. And then of course, supposedly they were getting those, what were they, nitrogen bubbles?
I can't remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Nuh-uh. That's actually a facial or a cheek reaction a trout has. I think, what do I know about a fucking trout and its health and all that? Not much. But there was a reaction that nitrogen, if I'm right, okay, I think it was due to how that water was actually released, what part of the dam and how.
Yeah, because, I mean, the higher up the water's released, the warmer the water.
So anyway, so I'm glad now we're in a situation with that world-class fishery that you guide on. We're in could it be fucking better?
I don't know. It's their size, their numbers. You know, it's,
oh man. I mean, I'm getting some dudes coming in the shop going, let me show you this. Boom.
Yeah.
Holding that fucking device up. Here, boom.
Which is crazy because, you know, last year was so dang good. Yeah. And I think this year it's even going to be better.
Well, I mean, it could be. And I mean, I'm sure there's some folks out there, though, that's what we need is you fucking talking, you know, about the river and more people will come here and blah, blah, blah.
It's not like that. It's some secret.
Especially after I disclose this, and this is embarrassing. This is professionally embarrassing for the Foul Hooked Whitey. Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in and our account has been suspended. The Nielsen Corporation of Los Angeles, California, literally suspended monitoring our listenership.
Too many bad content.
No, it actually wasn't. I responded immediately. And the reply from this company was basically that we're wasting our time listening, trying to monitor nothing.
They're trying to save us. Use your time elsewhere.
So we've been suspended. So I can't even give my weekly update. But that's been appealed. I've appealed that. Okay. So today what we're going to talk about is the electric eye of fly fishing.
The electric
eye.
Eye. Okay. What does that mean?
That means that, first of all, it's a Judas Priest reference. The band.
Okay.
Okay. Electric eye. And basically the electric eye in our sport is massive because it's images, photographs, and videos on a device.
Okay.
The electric eye.
Okay, that makes sense.
The electric eye. And the electric eye has kind of changed everything. It just has. It's think about it. Somebody like me, living in Montana, getting into saltwater fly fishing, not really able yet to afford a Seychelles trip. You know the Seychelles?
Nuh-uh.
Okay. So, you know Somalia, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Africa? The best saltwater fishing in the world for certain species is over there.
Okay, what species?
And not closer. The big one, of course, is, you know, the giant trevally, the GT.
Yeah, okay.
That's the fucking, like, that's the place where you go with a better than average chance of popping a lifetime GT. And the reason that I bring this up is because you and I were able to talk about this and engage about this and share it with our, you know, apparently no listenership. Okay. But I mean, we're able to like watch fucking videos.
Yeah. And those,
Oh my God.
Those GT videos are insane.
Insane. Right. We're able to watch these fucking videos. I watched this one recently by some famous hottie named is it Meredith McCord? You've heard of this? No, you never seen this gal on social media? Oh, fuck. She's like, I mean, she's legit and she's big time, right? Good looking woman. And she just posted one where I think she had kind of a tangle up of her line as she throws this 40, 50 foot cast with this, you know, big fucking fly, GT fly. Typical flats beauty, right?
Yeah.
Motherfucking bug hits the water. One pull and this fucking black shadow from over here is on that immediately. And I don't mean on it like moving. I mean, it's already moved and it's already eaten it before you can comprehend it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
They're so fast.
Jesus, so fast. Right? Plop, strip, eat. And that might be from 10, 12, 15, 20 feet away.
Yeah.
Jesus. You don't have to worry about setting the fucking hook because, I mean, all you got to do is just hammer on it now because it already ate it good. I mean, yeah. It's really exciting footage. And the electric eye is why you and I are able to sit back and go, what the fuck? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your generation, but it's not mine.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's crazy because we can you know, experience some of these things without, obviously, just through video, but
we would never know about that fishing. It's a good thing.
Yeah,
people will argue, and I'll make a casual argument of what it can do to harm shit. But it's a good thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not exploiting dick. Okay? I mean, it just isn't. You know, it's given somebody like me who aspires someday to be able to actually come up with the 20-25K, not counting fucking airfare. Right. Damn. Yeah,
that's the big kahunas of the trip.
Yeah, huh? I mean, the Seychelles trips are really expensive. They're top tier in saltwater, I believe. Right? So you got the GTs. We're also able to, like, you know, sit back, you know, with like drone footage. And I've talked about it. If there's an electric eye that irritates the fuck out of me, it's a drone. They just fucking do. They're like a fucking mosquito around your fucking head. It's just, you know, it's an intrusive fucking, you know, government appearing type fucking image, if you really want the truth. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get a private filmmaker or somebody who's actually competent with a drone, and you're in the middle of fucking nowhere and you're getting these shots, I got no problem with that. But around any other people or population or anything like that, have you ever seen a drone on the horn?
No, I took these camera guys out and one of them wanted to get drone footage.
Right.
And we're like, oh, we'll get it when there's, like, you know, no other boats around.
Yeah.
Essentially,
see,
you
that's
know?
The
I, that never happened. So he ended up taking it out.
Why did you require that there be no other boats around?
If there was boats in our group, that was fine.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But some people think it, you know, it's intrusive.
It's,
you know?
Well, it, don't you think it is?
Yeah, yeah.
It is. You shouldn't do that. Like, because, you know, of course, some dude out on the horn with the drone, he's going to maybe be amateur hour. But I'm sure the pros that know what they're doing are doing it at the right time and not being invasive.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So, you know, again, the electric eye gives us this opportunity to watch. You know, I wanted to talk about that other species real quickly, those fucking parrotfish. You know what that is? I think I said that right.
I've seen pictures of them.
Oh, fuck. Those are the beaked.
Yeah.
The beaked fucking bright purple, bright green, bright blue. God, fuck. I mean,
they look insane.
They're insane, right? And drone footage that I've seen is, fucking angler walking there, you know, this drone, who knows how high up it is, but it's close enough. And then 30, 40, 50 feet from him is a swirling school of these feeding fucking parrotfish. I mean, that's just like, whoa, right? The electric eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Gives us that. It's luxury and it's all free.
See, I never thought about, now my mind goes here. You know how they have a sonar for fish and stuff, like the graphs?
Yeah.
That's basically a graph in the sky now.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any of this. I mean, are you suggesting that, like, they're using it to benefit their fishing?
I don't think they are.
Okay,
but I think they could. That's what I'm saying, especially for, like, the flats.
I would agree with
Let's put a drone up.
Oh, I would agree with
and
that.
And let's go see what the fish are.
I would agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm sure people do it. But I don't know that, like, I'm not sure if, when you see it on social media, which is obviously the forum in which I'm talking about, where the electric eye, you know, shows its wares.
Yep.
Right? I'm not saying they're doing it to actually improve their chances to catch fish or to spot fish. I just think they're providing content to sell a trip.
Yeah, yeah,
or definitely. Or to say,
yeah,
motherfucker, I'm badass. Look at this shit.
Yeah, you marketing
know?
Stuff, essentially. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. You know, just, you know, I think that's what most of the stuff we see is why it was produced.
Yeah, 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 right? 100%.
So it's not intrusive when you're talking about doing this in the Seychelles, I'm sure. I mean, fucking 20K for 6 days of fishing. I mean, like, that's not airfare either or tips. So you're going to be out 30 knocks.
That's a lot of bread right there.
That's a lot of bread. But you know, the electric eye has made it both possibly real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's putting you right in contact with who the fuck's over there doing what they're showing you.
And when you see that, who doesn't want to do that?
Boing. You know? That's what I mean. That's you're talking about a fly fishing orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gee, right? I mean, seriously. So there's no controversy whether or not that's really an issue to me. You know, I mean, again, it gives a guy like me hope. I want to do that. Right? I want to drop a wad and go experience that, because that money's more important to me spent for that experience than in a fucking retirement account.
Yeah. 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 100%.
Shit. I mean, yeah. I'm talking 25 large here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, well, you can't take your money with you. Obviously, you want to, you know, leave your kids in a good spot, but
you cannot take your money with you. Best fucking statement on this program in a while. Seriously, you can't. And that's my point. It's the debate. You know, could I come up with 30K? Yeah. Once all this fucking, you know, financial shit I'm dealing with is over, yeah.
That's like your bucket list. That's the number one on your bucket list?
Yeah, it would have to be. Because I want to catch a GT in my career before I'm done. And that's the place where supposedly you can go to certain atolls. You know what an atoll is?
I have no idea what an atoll is.
Atoll. I believe it's A-T-O-L-L, atoll. That's like a fucking beach.
Okay.
Mound. Structural type place in the fucking middle of nowhere. Like, you know, you're in a fucking airplane now and you're over one of these atolls in the Seychelles.
So is it like an island?
Not usually as big as an island, I believe. It can literally just be all just fishing structure, or, you know, and I mean structure as far as where fish collect, right?
Yeah,
and
cruise, yeah.
Right? I mean, some of it is probably, habitable. But for the most part, it can also be like Jesus making a big sand mound in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Okay.
Where fish will come in for food.
The currents or whatever just pile.
I got no fucking idea. You know me. Okay. I mean, I'm big on talking, short on fucking knowledge here. Okay. So these atolls, and that's why the Seychelles are so special. And again, these species are out there. So this is a positive, in my opinion, for the electric eye. Because again, it gives a guy like me, you know, wants to aspire to go fish there. It gives me these fucking enticing videos of like, right? I mean, it's world class. The best one ever. And I'll wrap up this part one. There's a woman, Camille Eggdorf. You ever heard of that name?
I haven't.
Oh, you should.
I haven't.
She is the daughter of an Alaskan great who's still around, who's really, in my opinion, an iconic character in his own right, by the name of Dave Eggdorf. He ran Western Alaskan Fishing Adventures on the Upper Nooshagak in Alaska for like 30 years.
Okay.
Right. This property is owned by the mailman. You don't know who the mailman is?
Carl Malone?
Correct.
Right? Carl Malone, yep.
And Eggdorf leased it. His daughter, who, you know, Camille is, you know, she's a, you know what she is? She's a beautiful woman. And I say that with a ton of respect. This is my friend's kid here. She's a beautiful woman with a shit ton of game.
Okay.
Okay? All right? I mean, she's like that, you know, who is that great soccer goalie for the American women's soccer team? Hope Solo.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, kind of like that. Right? She's beautiful, but she's also like fucking way better than you and I will ever be combined.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a video of her from about 10 years ago, 8 years ago, a while, I believe in the Seychelles, and she's walking in this shallow flat with all fucking turtle grass. So here she is in a foot of water, walking quiet, rod out, bug in hand, stalking. And in this video, coming right from about 50, 60, 70 feet away is a fucking rutting GT. It's not like the videos we've seen with these fucking, you know, like I said, black shadows in fucking, you know, sky blue water.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like that. It's she's in this grass and she's stalking this fish. Camera's off her right shoulder. And, you know, when she gets her shot, these fish aren't fucking spooked. They're eating and they're large and in charge. I don't know what fucking eats a fucking GT, but it would have to be some big fast shark or something. Because I don't know what would eat a GT. A GT, when they get, you know, 25, 30, 40 pounds, they're so strong, but their speed is, of course,
so fast. They're so fast.
It's fuck, right? So Camille Eggdorf, stalking, this fish is rutting around back out of the water in this fucking turtle grass. She does boom, 2, 3, 4 back cast, lays it out there in front of it, and on the first fucking drop, fish feels it, hears it, senses it, whatever, and is on it. And the way she was able to strip her line by walking backwards as this fish started to turn and follow it, the eating shallow water, the savvy rod tip down hook set, the electric eye provided that moment for me.
Yeah.
See this woman hook up in this setting, in this situation, and then do her yelp after this fish is on good and running. Right? Another benefit to the electric eye.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. All right. So that's going to be it. Fly Fishing's Electric Eye, part one. It's Foul Hook Whitey. We'll be back with part two. Signing out with Brandon Booty. Say goodbye to everybody.
See ya. Peace.
Out.